Accession number 20390, Reel 4.
Accession number 50. Mr. Karupai, we're 4. Yes, you were telling us about Chandra Bose.
And me, asked you, how did he escape? He said, I've told you everything except this. I may have to adopt the same thing again. Until then, you have to wait patiently. After the attainment of independence, I'm going to write a book, and the first 45 copies will be given to you, each one first, with my signature. At that time, you will know how I escaped. Until then, you won't ask me this question. And another thing also he told us. Boys, I've got faith on you, but until now, all the Japanese officers are not true to our movement. Some have got some ulterior motive, except few. But I want you to realize this. We may have to fight against the Japanese if they were to be against our movement. Let it be anybody in the world. If they are against our movement, we have to fight it out. You must be prepared for it. That's why I have sent you all to Japan to study the statistics. So, I have faith in you. Once you complete your training, you all will have to come to Burma, friend, to lead the army in India. Say, we are ready. We are prepared to fight anyone, even Japanese or whether Japanese or God. We are prepared to fight against anyone. And you are so pleased. That's why I have good faith. I have got full trust on you all. And he did say that, he did stress that point to us. But Japanese were not loyal. They had some ulterior motive. They wanted to control, capture India. But few were not. For instance, I can say that Fujiwara Ikan, Tojo, and Toyama, they were very sincere. But other few Japanese, they were not.
How did you know Fujiwara and Tojo and the other one, they were sincere?
But Fujiwara, he has written a book. And I have heard many things about him from our various leaders. He was quite sincere, and I have got a book on this only recently. I've gone young, the halfway, and he's quite straightforward. And even Mohan Singh has written a preface in this, and he has praised very highly about him. Mohan Singh was the founder of INA before Subhash Chandra Bose. He is still alive in Punjab. He's a real patriot, 100% patriot, perfect. He has praised Fujiwara very highly. That's why I am also siding with Mohan Singh and others.
Did Chandra Bose talk much about the Japanese sincerity?
Regarding when?
About their attitudes.
Their attitudes, some were not sincere.
Did he mention who?
He didn't mention the names. He didn't mention the names. But he was tripping on the whole. But, you know, another thing, during the war time, all the Southeast Asian leaders were called there to attend a meeting at the Japanese Diet. All were asked to represent their nation, their countries, including Bose. Bose refused to attend that meeting as a representative of Indians. What he said, I'm only representing Southeast Asians. When compared to India, Southeast Asians are only a handful. If at all I represent, I must represent after the independence of India. For the whole India, for the whole nation, then only I will represent. Until then, I am not going to represent here as a representative, but I will be here as an observer. But immediately when he said that, Dr. Bama, you have seen his photo. And he stood up and requested him to pause, saying that without Asia, there is no India. Without India, there is no Asia. Therefore, I request upon my dearest friend, Mr. Subhash Chandra Bose, to address at least few minutes in this diet. Even then, he refused. And he said, if at all you want me to address, it will be outside the public meeting, not in this diet. Next day, a special meeting was arranged for him to address. It was a public meeting. It was at the Hibiya Park. Hibiya Park means in Japan. Like we have got this ACC Padam before, now we have got National Stadium, and it is Hibiya Park is a big park in Japan. There were, thousands of Japanese. He addressed before them. It was a grand speech. It was 2 or 3 hour speech.
In what language?
Of course, in English. There was another man who interpreted in Japanese.
You mean Chandra Bose spoke in English?
Yes. And it was interpreted in Japanese. It was the Japanese. They were also so attractive. Paused many times. And it was really a big gathering. Even the sound of a pin could be heard, although thousands were there. But one thing, Japanese are very disciplined. He refused to attend, represent as represent. He said, if at all I represent, it will be for the whole of Indians in India, from India, not from Southeast Asians. Such a great man, a man of principle.
What about this 45 students' relationship with Japanese instructor in the military academy?
We were there to study. We were studying, that's all. And once, we had some trouble. In Japanese academy, if we were to see the senior officers, we have to salute whosoever it may be. But being Indians, see, there were many boys who were under our rank. They refused to salute. They didn't salute us. Even if the officer were to stand far away also, we have to shout and salute as a military discipline. But once we brought up this matter, we are saluting to the Japanese instructors, those who are above our rank, but the Japanese are not saluting us. So hereafter, we are not going to sell it to your senior officers. Immediately they should order or should sell it to everyone, whosoever it may be, if they are above your rank. From that day onwards, they used to salute us. It's in military, they have to do it. But the training was very, very severe, very disciplined. Snow fighting, horrible anthem, because wartime. Oh, really.
Who actually provided and paid for whatever expenses?
Well, our government, professional government, Subhash Chandra Bose. If I invested money, anything. Everything paid by Subhash Chandra Bose. Mm-hmm. By professional government, Asadin Fauch. Everything. Mm-hmm. Japanese did not do anything, did not spend even a single cent for us. Not only that, he had high scheme for us. After the training in Japan, he wanted us to go to Burma to have experience for a few months. After that, he wanted to send us to Germany, for further military studies. But unfortunately, everything doomed. It didn't work according to our expectation. Everything was paid by... We had an independence lake in Tokyo, and Mr. Murthy was there. He was giving us everything. Everything was provided by our government. Japanese only training, that's all.
So in the Japanese military academy, you were actually mixed with some Japanese
Definitely.
Men.
Almost all Japanese.
What about these Japanese soldiers' attitude?
They were, see, it was not only ourselves, you know, students from Thailand, Burma, Manchuria, Manchukuo, Philippines, Singapore, or Indians. They were foreign students in the military academy.
Were they all Indians?
No. Thais from Thailand, Burmese from Bayan, Burmese, Filipinos from various Southeast Asian countries. Only we Indians, those went from Southeast Asia, selected by us as Subhashchandra Bose. But of course, at that time, Manchuria and Manchukuo was under British, Japanese rule.
And other Japanese soldiers?
Training all by Japanese soldiers, instructors all in Japanese soldiers.
What about the Japanese soldiers? They were trained in the same school. They were not instructor.
They were the students and instructor. The instructor Japanese for Japanese also Japanese instructors. For us also Japanese instructors.
So did you mix with the Japanese students?
Yes, we all mixed together, same academy. Now he's occupied by U.S. forces. After the surrender, U.S. forces occupy, still the U.S. forces are occupying that place now. Because we have to, early morning, we have to run to pray the shrine, Japanese shrine in the academy. We mixed with them.
So did you receive your training together with the Japanese students?
Sometimes. Sometimes, not always. Sometimes. But one thing, being Japanese, their Japanese is far better. Our statistics books are all in Japanese. So we also studied equally with them. All the books are same. Everything in Japanese, statistics all. But one thing, we studied hard. We were able to cope up with the Japanese students. All instructions in Japanese.
So did you have to study Japanese language first before
yes,
you...
that's why we studied in Kamakita Sabha for 6 months preliminary, as I told you earlier.
That was a Japanese...
Japanese school. Kakuin got the photo there. That's why preliminary studies.
What about these Japanese students? How did they treat non-Japanese in the same military academy?
But you know, only sometimes we came into contact, not always. There were not much difference, you know. They were also students, we were also students. But there was no any discrimination or anything. Japanese students.
Any, say, conflict?
No conflict. The mess, all same mess. Some training, you know, batch by batch, each instructor will take according to this. So, only the final maneuver together, but this group by group we have to go for training, each instructor will take. Not mixed, separate group. Filipinos, Manchurians, Indians, Burmese. By one instructor, like that, not mixed.
During your training in Japan, were you informed about the progress of the warfare?
Yeah, sometimes we were taught, when they taught us the statistics, they used to tell us, Burma, we are fighting like this, they used to teach us the math. They won major. But we thought that Tojo tactics is almost a failure. But when we were in Singapore, we thought Tojo was a genius in military statistics. After studying in the military academy, academy. We were not able to praise him because once we know the statistics, they used to teach us our forces are fighting like this, and in Burma, front INA is fighting like this, and Japanese marching, and I'm fighting like this. When we could understand to some extent, we didn't have a high opinion about the statistics.
Did you realize that there was a failure in Burma?
Yes, to some extent we realized there was a failure in Burma. We could recognize, after studying in the military academy, before that we didn't know.
What about the Japanese warfare in other places?
Other places, you know, but later stage we thought they were on the losing side.
Did you manage to get some news about the progress?
Progress means regarding what?
Of war.
Oh, yeah. But whenever they used to teach us military statistics, they used to point to some extent. We could analyze certain things. Not 100%. Normally, yeah, they won't teach you 100%. You know, they won't tell the failure 100%. Say, they say you will attack this way. And how much is you say, you need to see, draw the diagrams and all. We can judge things, you know. After studying a few months in the academy.
What about the bombing over Japan?
I hope you were there. Oh, it was a heavy bombing. Sometimes, you know, B-29, like a white bird, thousands, 1,500, 2,000. 3,000, 4,000, now 500, like birds will become. Total devastation. And just we used to lie down and see. First they asked to fire us anti-aircraft guns. It didn't reach the plane. So afterwards they gave us orders, don't shoot, don't waste your time. We were just lying down on the floor. Normally, you know, when there's a bombing, you must lie down on the flat on the floor. We used to see the microscope, that's all, nothing else. And then, totally. But one thing, it is an advantage for Japanese to rebuild the nation now. Oh, 75% of Tokyo was destroyed. And now, what I understand is, it has become an asset to them. Second World War, they have rebuilt. When the atom bomb was dropped, we were in Japan. We were in the academy, actually.
So how did you feel about the return of the airlines?
Which airlines?
The America, British, the airlines.
After the bombing, they just returned to their bases.
No, I mean the attack of the airlines.
I don't catch what you mean. But the time is changing now against the Japanese, that's all.
Then have you thought about these 45 Indians in Japan? What would happen to them?
You know, immediately after the surrender, they disbanded. They asked us to quit the place, finish.
But during the attack, will you worry about
your... No, we were not worried. We were not worried about dying. Actually, we were waiting to go to Burma, friend. We are not worried about Japan. We were worried about our friend at Burma only, actually. We thought Japan's affairs. Our duty lies at Burma, friend, not Japan.
But then, were you not thinking of leaving Japan as soon as possible to go to Burma front, since Japan was attacked by the airlines?
But actually, yeah, when...
Were you pressed for leaving Japan?
No, we didn't press them. You see, actually, we were waiting. You know, to tell you the truth, we had the last manual divisional attack at the foot of Mount Fuji. It's a large ground, for divisional attack with tanks, cavalry, plane, everything. That is divisional commander. We used to command divisional commander, each one in turn. We were having the last maneuver. After that, our training, more or less, it will come to a complete course. We will be graduated after that, one or 2 months later. So we were doing the last maneuver, divisional attack. So on the 15th August, at about 10 o'clock, our instructor told us that there will be a radio announcement by Hirohito. Hirohito means Tennoika. At 12 o'clock, all us together in front of the radio. So, we all lined up, leaving our arms and everything on the site itself. So, with the uniform, we lined up. Announced the surrender. We got all the Japanese were crying, and few were. Harakiri means cutting their hair. Stomach, you know, with the knife. Many did harakiri. And we also really disappointed. When Japan was, means our friend also gone. So some of us shed tears, and then immediately the instructor says, disband everything straight away, except one shirt and one trousers, nothing else. We left it there, leave back to the camp.
Who gave the order?
Our instructor, the chief of the divisional attack there.
Indian or Japanese?
Japanese, of course, there. Japanese. Only Indian instructors there. Here only Indian instructor in Singapore. Japanese.
So, could that be the case that you did not know much about Japanese losing the war when you were in Japan?
You know, we knew to some extent Japanese were losing, but we didn't disclose to them. We cannot, openly talk to them or discuss, you know. We knew, because after studying there, learning some statistics there, we knew Japanese were losing.
I mean, not just in Burma, but the entire war.
The entire war.
You knew that they
were
losing.
Knew that extent. But in, you know, if soldiers are concerned, even if you were to lose, you should not reveal or talk or say, you mustn't be frightened of it. You must be prepared to fight. That is the discipline, the principle of the soldiers. You know, in Japan, they say, seishin, this spirit. Shinumade yattakudasai. Shinumade means until you die, fight it out. That's the meaning. Shinumade. Soldiers are duties, are duty. They have to obey orders. Not like civilian life, you know. Suppose if you were to say something, if I don't agree with you, I can say, sorry, Mr., you are wrong. But in military, do it means do it. Die means die. Shoot means shoot. You cannot say, I cannot shoot. Finish. That's the military life.
But since you knew that the Japanese were losing the entire war, why didn't all of you press for further order from Chandra Bose? Because there was no point for 45 of you staying in Japan.
No, we were waiting there until the end. We waited our Chandra Bose order. Whatever he says, we were ready to follow, actually.
Did you try to contact anybody?
No, we didn't contact. We were waiting his orders, that's all. We had 100% faith on him. So we were ready to fight for him. And we were ready to follow to whatever agent comes. Then why should we worry? If we were to worry, then we'll put a pressure on him. And we were not worried for our life or future or anything. Our aim was to do whatever he says. and whatever order he gives. Our aim was nothing but independence, nothing else. That's all.
So what happened to all of you when you heard the surrender news?
Yes. Immediately they dissolved the army, disbanded, and we were asked to go back. And while we were returning on the way, attacked by the US fighter planes, you know, at that time they introduced a twin body. And I was also hit, and few of my colleagues, Filipino students, and few others were injured, and hundreds of Japanese ladies and children were also died. And if I'm not mistaken, I alone carried about 20 to 30 dead bodies to put it in one place. At that time, I didn't feel the pain at the back. I was also hit, you know. And one of my friends told me, Karupaya, there's some bleeding at the back. When he said it, I was not able to move the hand. Until then, I didn't realize. No pain. When he said there's some bleeding at the back, there's a bomb. And I couldn't move this left hand. There's a big scar here, around here. And then I went and reported to my instructor, Tai means captain in Japanese. Umeda means his name, Captain Umeda. And, you know, I went and reported him. And he saw at the back, yes, you also have been hit by a bullet. So, there's no transport, nothing. So, I'll give a military mag from here, Utsunomiya, that place. And you have got in the magazine, Utsunomiya, there's a place where I was hit, Utsunomiya. Near Mount Fuji, you know, Utsunomiya. And he gave me one map. He asked me to go ahead admit myself in the hospital. So, by looking at the back map, you know, I was going alone, walking along towards that hospital. On the way, the Japanese saw me. They thought that the American forces had been parachuted because I was black, a little black, being an Indian. Of course, definitely from, there's a lot of different from Japanese. And they thought I was a